China's top envoy to the United Nations has made a statement on behalf of 26 countries criticizing the United States and Western countries for violating human rights and calling for the complete and immediate lifting of unilateral sanctions. Zheng Jun made the statement at the general debate of the Third Committee of the UN General Assembly. He reiterated that unilateral sanctions undermine the ability of the affected countries to respond to COVID-19, while recovery from the pandemic requires global solidarity and international cooperation. U.S. President Donald Trump has returned to the White House after a three-night hospital stay for coronavirus treatment. Doctors have acknowledged Trump may not be entirely out of the woods yet, but he met the standards for discharge from the hospital. Trump was diagnosed with COVID-19 on Thursday and hospitalized a day later. It's unclear when he last tested negative for the virus or what toll the disease could take on his lungs. Doctors say Trump will continue to receive treatments at the White House. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she's tested positive for COVID-19. This comes days after President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. In a statement posted on Twitter, McEnany says she's experiencing no symptoms at this time. The secretary will begin the quarantine process and will work remotely. COVID-19 deaths in the United States have surpassed 210,000, with the national caseload topping 7.4 million. New York State reported over 33,000 fatalities, the most among all states. More than 20 states have reported a spike in new cases compared to last week. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization warned of a difficult period ahead as the novel coronavirus continues to spread in many parts of the world. Dr. Michael Ryan made the remarks in a special session of the WHO Executive Board focusing on COVID-19.
Our current best estimates tell us that about 10% of the global population may have been infected by this virus. This varies depending on country, it varies from urban to rural, it varies between different groups. But what it does mean is that the vast majority of the world remains at risk.
Dr. Ryan says that tools to suppress transmission and save lives are available, and that the future depends on the choices they make about how to use those tools. The United States and Russia have held talks on strategic stability and nuclear arms control in the Finnish capital. The meeting follows up on negotiations in Austria this summer that aimed to create a new agreement to replace the New START treaty. The last pact constraining the nuclear arsenals of the two sides is due to expire in February. The 12th BRICS Summit will be held on November 17th via video link. Leaders from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa will discuss partnership for global stability, shared security, and innovative growth. The summit this year was originally scheduled for July, but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. computer giant NVIDIA has announced a partnership with global healthcare company GSK and its AI group. The cooperation is expected to enhance the ability of the British drug maker to discover new medicines and vaccines. GSK will have access to Britain's most powerful supercomputer, this being built by NVIDIA.